order. Let the record show that committee members present are Senator Dyson, Senator Elton, Senator Stedman, and myself, Chairman Wagoner. First bill we'll hear today is Senate Bill 25, Genetically Modified Fish. Senator?
Thanks. May I present?
You want to present from here?
Yeah, can I present?
That's fine.
Thanks for the early hearing on this bill. It has been heard in one other committee and has passed out of that committee. I'm presenting a bill on behalf of Senator Gary Stevens and myself. He is co-prime sponsor on the bill. This bill is pretty straightforward. It requires that genetically modified fin fish or shellfish fish sold in Alaska be identified on the label if sold at the retail level. These are fish that are commonly called frankenfish. It's a work product of the legislature's Joint Legislative Salmon Industry Task Force that was comprised of legislators and fish industry representatives and was chaired by Senator Ben Stevens. Genetically modified fish are defined as those fish whose genetic structure has been altered at the molecular level by means not naturally possible. Right now, at the retail level, only one product, which is a glow-in-the-dark aquarium fish, has been approved for sale at the retail level. However, there is pending before the Food and Drug Administration an application for GM farm fish, Atlantic salmon GM fish. Other farmed seafood that this application could be applied to include catfish, tilapia, and some of the many types of shellfish that are raised in mariculture industry. In addition, a U.S.-Canadian firm wants to produce GM Atlantic salmon for human consumption and to sell the eggs from those salmon to other fish farmers around the world. They are looking right now at using the application in Nova Scotia salmon farms. Regardless of pending decisions by regulators in the U.S. and Canada, it is not reasonable to expect that other farmed fish producers in other jurisdictions will keep GM fish off the market. The allure of fast grow at times for their farm product is too economically enticing. And as my drill sergeant used to say, regulatory decisions are far beyond our pay grade and unfortunately far beyond the pay grade of FDA. I mean, other jurisdictions are going to be making, around the world, are going to be making decisions on whether or not to allow GM modified fish. But what we can do as Alaskans is we can make sure that Alaska consumers will be able to make informed purchase decisions at retail in Alaska. An ancillary benefit is that required labeling allows marketers of Alaska seafood products to draw an even brighter line between wild and natural Alaska fish and industrially produced fish for human consumption. We've included in the packets a lot of information that is both consumer-oriented and scientifically-oriented. If you have any questions about that, I'll try and answer it. I think that I have my staff here, and staff from Senator Gary Stevens' office is also here. So if you have any questions, I'm stealing this from the senator from the Hillside. We can use my expanded brain power and have them come up and testify, Mr. Chair.
Questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question.
Senator Stedman.
I think it's unfortunate that genetically modified and the acronym is GM because I think it puts a good product line made in America in a bad light. But
I didn't think of that, Mr. Chair, because I'm a Ford man.
Enough product bashing. If there's no other questions, we have one person calling in from OffNet, Dennis Kelso. Are you on there, Dennis?
Hello. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm calling to testify in support of SB 25. I'm at the University of California, Santa Cruz, where I'm on the faculty. My research focuses on the effects on Alaska's wild salmon industry from global production in farm salmon, and also on the implications of genetically engineered fish. The fish that are being proposed right now for possible introduction in aquaculture are actually genetically engineered Atlantic salmon, but there are also genetically engineered coho salmon that are not proposed at this point for introduction into commercial aquaculture. And fish will likely be one of the most active areas for the development of technologies that are intended to enhance aquaculture production in some way. The fish that are proposed now for Food and Drug Administration approval are Atlantic salmon that have been modified using not only the Atlantic salmon's own genes, but genes from a cold water, deep water fish called the ocean pout and Chinook salmon, so that it produces much more growth hormone during the course of a year and grows much faster. The point of that modification is to produce more farmed salmon faster. And the owners of the patent say that the use of those fish will allow aquaculture producers to basically reduce by almost half their production cost. So the bill is really a consumer choice bill, a bill that equips Alaskan consumers with knowledge about what kind of seafood and what kind of production practices they wish to support. So, Mr. Chairman, I won't take more of the committee's time now. I think this legislation is sound, and I would be happy to answer any questions if the committee has some.
Questions? No questions, Dennis. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Senator Stedman.
I want to make a quick comment. If my recollection is correct, this conference has unanimous support of Salmon Task Force last year.
Mr. Chair, I think the only thing is it may have been the year before that it passed out of the Salmon Task Force, but when it passed out unanimously, and the task force, of course, again, was composed of both legislators and members of the council that were here. And Mr. Chair, I think you're right. The chair just indicated that the bill last year was heard by this committee and passed out of this committee also.
Right, yeah, it passed last year. I wasn't intending to move this, but it doesn't seem to be that there's that much controversy here, so what's the wishes of the committee?
Move it.
Is that a motion, Senator Dyson, with attached fiscal note?
Individual rec.
Individual recs. So done. We'll take just a short recess. Next item before the Resource Committee today is House Joint Resolution 6, titled Labeling of Fish Products. Representative Curtula.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'll be very brief because most of Alaskans are well aware of the fact that we like to have fresh Alaskan salmon available for American consumers, and there are labeling requirements currently for country of origin and also for wild and farmed salmon. Unfortunately, the USDA is thinking of removing processed fish from those requirements, and that includes canned, smoked, pouched, those kinds of products. We think that's wrong and that we should still be able to benefit from the labeling for wild or farmed salmon. So this is our effort at sending a formal response to USDA to request that. We had a previous letter that went around that some of you got to sign, some didn't because we had already sent it. And there's been just real broad support among the community and all the fishing groups. So I would ask you to send this message so that we can have an impact on the USDA's decision. Thank you.
Questions from committee? No questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tabitha Williams.
Do you have time for her? She'd love to testify.
Sure.
If you have two.
Yeah, we got time. She'll take just about as much time as you did, Representative Couture. Okay. Tabitha, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Tabitha Williams. I'm a high school student, and I've been in Representative Kuchula's office, and I just have a
question. All right. Go ahead and sit down. Be comfortable.
Having grown up on the docks in a fishing village, this bill is especially important to me.
My dad is a fisherman and my mother works at the fuel dock. My friends and I have been deckhanding on fishing boats since we are old enough to gaff humpies. All of these jobs are supported by the fishing industry. Even the tourist businesses depend on Alaska's seafood reputation to attract their clientele. That is why we as Alaskans must strive to protect and promote our state's most valuable resource. Farmed fish has been linked to cancer-causing toxins and high mercury levels. Do we want our natural, healthy, wild salmon to be associated with the notoriously bad press farmed fish has earned over the recent years? Or do we want to make a distinction between the two and allow Alaskans to show their support and pride of the hard-working fishermen in our state? I think we deserve a choice.
Thank you. Can you leave the your testimony with the committee? Yeah. Give it to Mary here, please. Thank you. Any questions? Anybody else want to testify? I don't see anybody. Bring back to the committee. Pleasure to the committee. Senator Elton.
Mr. Chair, I move CS for HER 6 / F with the attached zero fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Any objection? So ordered. Adelindo, our resource meeting today.